In case you haven't heard, David, it's perfectly fine to take this day off work. The coach of the U.S. soccer team has published an excuse note for Americans to send their employers saying they were busy watching the World Cup.
But, Steve, we don't know if employers will accept this. We do know the United States plays Germany. The game in Recife, Brazil, helps determine who escapes the so-called group of death and moves on to the knockout round.
A second game also makes a difference here. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Yes, it is split-screen Thursday. As the U.S. and Germany kick off in Recife, the two other members of the group, Ghana and Portugal, start at the same time in Brasilia. The outcomes of both games could determine which two teams survive the group stage in advance, unless the Germans and Americans play to a draw and snag a point each. That would put them both through. Now, there are hard-fought, exciting draws, and then there are the kind that have been suggested all week here in Recife, where both teams say, let's just make this easy on each other and draw. And with every suggestion of that, there's been a rebuke by coaches and players like German midfielder Mesut Özil. As a player, we don't play for a draw, Özil said yesterday. The purpose is to do our utmost to win. We want to win the group. That's what we're going to do, beat the United States. And who's going to argue? Germany has won 3 World Cups and is considered very much a contender for a 4th here in Brazil. Who's going to argue? U.S. head coach Jürgen Klinsmann, carefully.
We are very well capable to beat Germany. Without being too overconfident, without being too positive. It's possible. It's doable. As you've seen, this World Cup is full of surprises. We want to be one of those surprises.
So how do the Americans surprise today? They'll need to prove their fitness, which Klinsmann has been lauding all along. It was just 4 short days ago that the U.S. tied Portugal in steamy, energy-sapping Manaus. A worrisome stat for the U.S., the 4 teams that played in Manaus before the U.S. and Portugal all lost their next game. Despite that, the U.S. mantra stays the same. We're good. Here's midfielder Kyle Beckerman.
This is the biggest game of a lot of our lives, so any fatigue in our legs will be erased. We've done the proper stuff to recover the legs, and so we don't see the short rest as being a harm to us at all.
Another factor, will the back line, the defenders, be a harm to U.S. chances? Defense was the Americans' Achilles coming into the tournament. There have been some lapses. Both goals against in the Portugal game followed defensive miscues. The disheartening last-second goal that turned a victory into a draw also was blamed on midfielder Michael Bradley's mistake of losing possession of the ball. Sometimes the best defense is a good offense. The U.S. should note Germany appeared vulnerable to the relentless attacking and physical play by Ghana in their 2-2 draw. Today's game kicks off in the U.S. at 9 a.m. on the West Coast, noon on the East. It's an awkward time for working American fans, and it may slow the record number of TV viewers tuning in the U.S. team, including at least 24.7 million last Sunday. But yesterday, in Recife, longtime U.S. soccer president Sunil Gulati said, even though the numbers may dip today, he's heartened by the support, and so are the players. But Gulati's been in this sport, in the U.S., long enough not to be naive. He realizes how this current narrative can change with a bad outing today. Suddenly, the media spin becomes, the U.S. got lucky against Ghana. It blew a lead against Portugal. And, worst case, choked against Germany.
This is razor-thin stuff. But the narrative is consistent and constant is that the sport's in a different place. Mm-hmm. What's going on back home is completely different than it was even 4 years ago.
And today, one more match to try to keep it all going. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Recife.